You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The Eagles are at the podium, and it's time to talk with the franchise quarterback. I'm not one, but I am your host, Michael Kist. Follow my work at BleedingGreenNation.com. Follow me on Twitter at MichaelKistNFL. That's K-I-S-T. This is all, of course, brought to you by the fine folks at Bleeding Green Nation and SB Nation. So we're going to do two things today. First up, we're going to air Carson Wentz's press conference from Tuesday at Organized Team Activities. After that, we're going to revisit some of the work that we've done on this feed on Wentz as a refresher, including a couple discussions with some outside voices. So quick reminder, if you haven't listened to BGN Radio 53 yet, go back and give it a listen as me and Brandon Lee Gowton update you on all the happenings of the OTA session from Tuesday, May 21st. BLG was there at the NovaCare Complex covering it live and had some great nuggets for you. And looking ahead, you've got a new Kist and Solak show coming your way. We're going to be breaking down our top Eagles players under 25 years old. And then, of course, you'll get your regularly scheduled BGN Radio, this time with John Stolness and BLG. So subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends, get them in on the discussion. But for now, enjoy Carson Wentz's chat while he was at the podium.
Any lessons that you take from last year's recovery process to get on the field that you could kind of use this time around?
I mean, you always learn something. Anytime you go through a struggle or adversity, really just in life, you always learn something from each of them. So I'm just trying to keep pressing forward and grow. And for me, it always just challenges my faith and what I believe and surrendering that control to the Lord. So that's where I get challenged the most and where I grow the most is in my faith. But at the same time, I'm excited. I'm excited to be back out there and excited for what this future and what this season is going
to
hold.
It's a long time coming to be able to take off the knee brace.
Yes, felt great to get that thing off and felt good out there.
Is that after we've spoken to you this offseason, you sounded optimistic that you'd be out here for today. Now that it happened, what went into getting here?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of work, and I'm not going to dive into all the specifics of rehab. You know, I never really do that, but a lot of work to get there. And again, though, just excited to be back out there, be with the guys, finally facing the defense, all that camaraderie going on. So it was a fun day.
Carson, what went into the decision with the knee brace as far as the medical staff or just how you felt?
Yeah, I mean, it was just ultimately it's my decision, but talking through it with everybody, we just felt it was best going forward. I mean, knee feels good, feels strong, and I feel better without it.
Was there a moment out there today where, I mean, you kind of stepped back mentally and just like soaked it all in, or was it kind of all business? How did it feel out there?
I tried to just keep it business as usual, honestly. But at the same time, once you're back here for OSP, so the first time, there's a lot of excitement. And today, finally on the field, going against the defense and what that brings and team drills and everything, there's always more excitement. So there's that element. Obviously, maybe a little more for me just because it's been a while. But at the same time, I try to just keep business as usual and go complete some passes.
So with the knee brace, are you going to go without it in game as well?
Yes, that's the plan.
After experiencing an offseason without this, what's the value for you in being out here for OTAs, probably training camp, preseason, whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, I love any time we can get on the field. You know, we get on the field together, start building that chemistry, start talking through things with guys so they see how I see it and vice versa. So anytime we can get out there, I love it. And so missing some of that time last offseason was a bummer, but at the same time, I wouldn't say it's the end all be all, but it definitely is helpful, especially this year with a couple new faces in there. So it's always helpful, and I think you'll see dividends come the fall.
Now that you've had a chance to work with DeSean Jackson, just what have you learned about him, both how he runs routes, that kind of thing, and just personality
yeah.
type stuff?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's so far been a great teammate, comes in, works hard. I mean, obviously I learned he's pretty fast. He's a pretty smooth runner. You know, people might say he's getting up there in age, but he can still go. So I'm excited to just keep building that chemistry with him, and both on the field and off the field. He's a great teammate, and, you know, I think we're going to do something special with him.
Doug said there'd be no restrictions. It's not going to hold you back. You're such a competitor. Do you ever have to hold yourself back and just kind of, you know, stay to the plan and not do too much?
To some extent, yeah. I mean, anytime, like you said, as a competitor, you want to take every rep. You want to do this, you want to do that. But at the same time, you just stay the course. And I feel really confident where I'm at. And I feel like I've learned a lot through these processes to not be my worst enemy and just kind of listen to advice throughout the way. And like I said, I feel good with where I'm at.
You spend a lot of time thinking about the injuries. Are there any mental hurdles that you have to clear?
I mean, you could say there is, but I feel like I've gotten through them in a good light. You know, I think there's everyone goes through them differently. I think there's for some guys there's hesitation when you go back onto the field, and it all depends on the injury. But for me, I'm always just thinking forward, thinking positively, and I feel good going forward.
You talk about not being your own worst enemy. I mean, what was it that got you there, and how hard was it to kind of accept that sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, I think back, I wouldn't necessarily say I've been over the last few years, but it's just kind of how I was wired growing up and everything, being from North Dakota, smaller school, all those things. It's just you want to work and push. And there's just times where you just need to maybe tone it down a little bit and just listen to some advice that people are giving you. But it's been a good process last few years, unfortunately, going through this. But again, I feel really good where I'm at today.
Some of the new receivers
shown
you, particularly JJ or
anybody else? Yeah, I mean, JJ, you know, bigger guy, and I'm excited, especially once we get the pads on, to see him really use his frame and use his body. And I think he'll help us in the red zone and do a lot of things really well. Hard worker, great kid. So I'm excited with him and really just all the guys. It's always good to get back out here and you see some new faces and just kind of guys you've never worked with before that you can kind of start to coach up and get up to speed and see what they can do to help this team.
So, like seeing the way Nate has developed since he came to this team from Washington, and how's your relationship grown with him, especially now that you're 1-2 with him?
Yeah, I mean, with Nate being here, ever since he got here, it's been just a friendship first and foremost. We're so like-minded off the field. You know, I said that the last few years with him and Nick, we're all just so like-minded, same values and beliefs and everything. So we got along so great. And then just seeing him develop off the field has been awesome. You know, he's put in a lot of hard work behind the scenes, you know, being that third stringer the last few years behind the scenes. He's working his tail off, and you've really seen it with his arm strength, with his accuracy, and just understanding of the playbook, and then just his body. You know, he's come a long way, and he's quite the athlete now, and it's been really cool to see his development.
There was a lot of speculation on Chris Long's future. Now knowing that he's retired, just how do you reflect on being teammates with him?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bummer, but, you know, I love that guy. I mean, he was an unbelievable teammate, unbelievable leader, unbelievable person, what he does in the community, what he does on the field. I mean, I can't say enough good things about Chris, and I wish him the best and his family. We were talking the other day, and, you know, it's unfortunate he won't be in this locker room necessarily, but, you know, we love that guy, we miss that guy, and I wish him the best.
All right, so what's all this working with Deshaun and knowing how he can stretch the field and how much that's going to help the offense this year?
I mean, it's exciting. You know, it's hard to really say right now. We're just finally getting going, and but again, it's exciting just the dynamic that he can bring. And I think it'll ultimately, whether he's catching balls each game or not, I think it'll open up some things underneath, and he'll be a huge addition to our team.
Are you told Nate a couple of new faces in the quarterback room? What do you guys do to sort of bring them into the fold?
Yeah. Nothing abnormal. You know, they're two great dudes, Cody and Clayton. They fit in great, and they're just here ready to work, you know. And so I think really, you know, I think during the season and training camps, really when you really kind of start to bond and you spend a lot of hours up in that film room together and everything. But right now, I'm just trying to help get them up to speed. Coaches are doing a great job of that too, and they're doing great. So great dudes, and I think they're a benefit to our team.
Carson, you told us in April that that the bone wasn't fully healed, but it also wasn't the biggest thing necessarily. Are you still in the same place, and do you need the bone to heal in order to do the contact stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I feel great, and as you guys saw today, I mean, there's no limitations out there, and so I'm out there doing team drills, doing all that stuff, which seemed, you know, like it was a while for me. But no, I feel really good going forward, and obviously I'm cleared and ready to roll.
Were you able to get to the strength level and upper body and everything like that you wanted to?
Yeah. I mean, I've been with whatever limitations I've had, been, you know, progressing both lower body, upper body, and I'm just trying to transform my body a little bit this off season, and it's been I think I've seen a lot of development there for me personally. I think that'll help going forward, just with staying healthy and longevity and everything.
How's that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just looking at nutrition and different, you know, training techniques and really kind of diving into to every aspect, any advantage I can find, really went into this off season and just A, getting healthy, but then B, what it can look like to stay healthy. And, you know, just those are some things that, not to get into any specifics, but that I definitely looked hard at this off season.
So what's your diet now compared to, say,
2 years ago? I'm not going to go into specifics on the diet. Maybe I'll write a book about it someday or something, but no, just kidding. A little bit. But no, you know, obviously, you know, a guy like Tom and just you see other athletes, just they have their method. They find what works for them, and nutrition and diet and sleep and all those things are a big part of it. So for me, that's something I've really been looking at this offseason too. And, you know, I think you'll see benefits and hopefully, you know, add years to your career.
Do you change your weight? Have you lost weight?
I'm close, and you know, I don't really worry about, you know, as far as the weight. I feel like I'm healthy weight, regardless of, you know, whether I fluctuate either way. I feel good though. I feel good. I feel strong. I feel quick, and I think some of those things are paying off.
Did anybody suggest that, or is that something you just kind of came up with yourself?
You know, obviously you see other guys doing it, so I always was curious, but you know, it's something that I definitely, after this season, I'm like, okay, what. How can I ultimately just not just get healthy and get past this, but just be a healthier individual going forward for my career? And so I just dove into it.
In terms of like durability, a lot of quarterbacks have talked about flexibility, maybe more so than just kind of strengthening and getting bigger. Is that kind of what part of the approach has been?
Definitely, yeah. And again, I'm not going to go into all the specifics, but stretching and then just flexibility. There's a whole lot of things for training that maybe look a little different for me now, but. At the end of the day, my body feels strong, feels good, and yeah, I think it'll help this season.
As much as you can share, any progress, momentum for a long-term deal here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go into that as you would expect, but obviously, just the idea. You know, I love this city, I love this organization. You know, they've embraced me since I got here, and so excited about what the future could hold. But at this time, I'm not going to dive into that.
When did you start throwing? And how did you feel throwing today?
Boy, I don't know. It's been a while now. I've been out there throwing and running and moving around quite a bit, and I feel good. You know, I felt good today. Obviously, X's and O's wise, things weren't perfect. You know, it's the first day. I'm still trying to just build that chemistry with some of these guys and everything. But, you know, arm feels strong. I feel strong, and I thought it was a productive day. We got to build on it, but a productive day.
Carson, off the field question, you've got your charity softball game next week. Can you talk about what that means to you and your foundation?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about the second charity softball game. Last year was a lot of fun. You know, the guys had a blast. I know the community showed up and supported us in a huge way. And, you know, I'm excited about what this year could bring. You know, obviously it helps raise money for some really good causes that we have off the field. But more so, it's just a fun kind of family community event. And you get to see some of these guys out of their elements, you know, swinging and missing at softballs and just having a blast. Some of the just kind of being kids again. And so for the community to just come out and support us, it's fun. And that'll be next Friday over at Citizens Bank Park. We're pretty excited about it. Should have another good one in store this year.
Are you able to play?
I got a coach. I got, you know, some of these guys are kind of a handful. I got to make sure they're doing what they're told to do, staying in line. So I'm gonna coach.
Carson, you know, you just talked about how you improve. Look at yourself when you say, you know, I want to get physically more fit. So you obviously analyze yourself. When you look at your play on the field, were there things that you went back and looked at and said, these are the specific areas that I want to improve?
You know, it's something you do kind of every season. And, you know, I know after my rookie year, we talked a lot about third down. We talked a lot about red zone. And, you know, those are the things I know last year, you know, red zone, third down, big moments, late in games, all those things. I just little plays here and there that could have just changed the outcome ultimately. And so those are things I definitely take a long, hard look at. And but at the end of the day, that's just sometimes how the season goes. So for me, it's some of that X's and O's, but just a lot of physically just getting stronger, feeling better, and looking forward to staying healthy for my career.
Have you had any communication with Nick Foles in this offseason, and what will you miss most about him?
Absolutely, yeah. Nick and I have talked a little bit here and there, and I just miss his personality. He's so laid back, he's so relaxed, and I'm kind of wired a little differently. I'm kind of type A, go, 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 and he's so relaxed. I think it was a good balance for me to see him and his attitude, and I also miss all the coffee that he made us. So he was a pretty good barista as well, so I'll definitely miss him there.
Is the coffee still a diet?
It's allowed in the diet, for sure.
All right, thanks, Carson.
Thanks, guys.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So that was Carson Wentz's press conference from Tuesday at Organized Team Activities. Now let's add some juice to this episode by taking a look back at what others outside of the normal BGN writing staff had to say about Wentz, his 2018 performance, and also what to expect in 2019. First up, in March, my co-host of the QB Sco show, Mark Schofield, had this to say about Wentz.
Yeah, I think there is a sense that he's underrated right now. And it partly stems from the fact that, look, what were we just talking about? So many people had their minds focused and trained on that New Orleans game that people forgot about the way he actually played last season. That one game has colored everybody's perception of his 2018 campaign. Now with Mahomes, now with Baker and everything that Cleveland has done, obviously you could make a case that some other teams are loaded up as well. You're going to get Garoppolo back with some weapons for him. Nobody's talking about this guy. People are talking more about Nick Foles than they are about Carson Wentz. People are wondering if Wentz has sort of some pressure on him or anything like that, but they're not talking about the fact that he had a pretty good year, a great way to end the season, even though, look, they lost that game. That was his final game. And so, yeah, I think there's a sense that he is sort of underrated right now. And it's so weird how narratives form. And I think with Wentz, there was always going to be this narrative that coming from an FCS school, he was not going to be good enough. Maybe we've seen now with injuries and they won a Super Bowl when he was in street clothes. Maybe he'll never be good enough. But at the same time, let's think back to how he started his career.
Yeah,
I mean, the Wentz wagon, Wentzylvania, they were gangbusters out of the gate. You had the vice president of the United States talking about him. Yeah. And, you know, then they suffer through the, you know, traditional rookie stumbles and they finished 7-9, but they were competitive down the stretch. They never quit. That's why I went into the 2017 season when a lot of people were saying, look at how that year ended, you know, 16 touchdowns, 14 picks. Like, he's not going to be that good. I'm like, I'm cautiously optimistic that he is going to have a very good season. I was on an Eagles podcast and I said that when everybody else was saying, look, he's a bust. And then he comes out and has an MVP type season until he gets hurt. Yeah. And now people are saying, wasn't good enough. He's not going to be good enough. Look at that Saints game. I'm just saying, I am back to being cautiously optimistic about Carson Wentz yet again.
You can catch that full episode and discussion by clicking the link in the show notes. I'll throw that in there for you. Or you can also find the QB Sco show number 18. Next up, on Fireside Chats number 9, back in late March, I spoke with Matt Manoucherian, who not only has experience working in the league, but he's also the director of football and research for Sports Info Solutions, which is a tremendous source of information. When asked about Wentz, Manoucherian had some interesting information for us.
It's hard to understand kind of a lot of the way things went down. The key thing when we look through all of these numbers is not a really big difference from 2017 to 2018. In fact, in most of the field, he was better in 2018. The red zone was a ridiculous outlier in a positive way in 2017. It was probably much lower than we can expect it to be going forward in 2018. And we'll see something in between there in the future. In general, one thing that might have been frustrating about watching him this past year was that he didn't push the ball down the field as much as he did in 2017. And then also the ridiculous third down numbers that he had in 2017. Yeah. To see something at that level and expect that to recreate itself, that's tough. I think in the future, there's nothing to be concerned with in terms of Carson Wentz and what he's done. You know, look at the injuries. If the injuries hold up and they're not creating multiple issues going into the future, statistically, when we look at it, all the things that we think are more sticky, the things that are be more stable year to year, they seem to show that Wentz is Wentz. And all the things that really have a lot of noise and kind of go one way or another from one year to the next, Those are the things that we're seeing the frustration, quote unquote, result from. And then, I mean, we didn't even get into, but if you look at like the defense that these guys have had, I mean, we don't even need to talk about those stats. It's absolutely crazy the amount of like, quote unquote, run support that these guys have had. And that's why quarterback wins and pitcher wins are not our favorite statistics.
Just like Schofield and Manichurian, I have very high expectations for Wentz coming into 2019. Will he live up to them? And can he stay healthy are, of course, questions we can't answer right now. But if I were a betting man, and I am, I'd bet money on Wentz firmly placing himself back in the discussion of top young quarterbacks in the game. And I'm incredibly excited to watch him operate this season. A part of that is being healthy in the offseason to be able to put together all the work and build the chemistry with his teammates during this offseason process. It looks like he's fully recovered and able to do that this year. Part of that is also being in the right mental space. And as we noted on BGN Radio episode 53, during this presser, Wentz seemed to be in a better place mentally. Now, you just got to go out there and ball. So that's going to do it for this OTA edition of At the Podium. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll catch you soon for more hashtag content here at Bleeding Green Nation.
BGN. Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.